この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hi everyone and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is the episode 448 Japan Top 10 October 2022 Artist of the Month episode. And today we are going to feature a singer-songwriter, Kaneko Ayano. By the way, I'm your host Haru and
I'm Shauna.
So this is the second time we are hosting together. So it's been a while, right?
Yeah, I know it's been a while. Really excited to be back here with you.
Yeah, me too. And now we have some announcements for free listeners. Want to join our team? We are urgently looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts like us, to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details. So, Shauna, are you familiar with today's artist, Kaneko Ayano?
I wasn't aware of the artist, but I've listened to so many of her songs, so I hadn't realized, like, how much I actually do know her. So, I mean, you know, started reading up for this episode, so it's really exciting. What about you?
Yeah, me too. Actually, I didn't know her, so she's a new artist for me, but, you know, it's nice to know new Japanese artists and songs on J-Top 10, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you're always learning about new music, so love that. And I mean, I'm sure like our listeners would like to know a little bit more of Kaneko Ayano, if you know her or you don't. So Kaneko Ayano is basically her stage name, but she was born as Ayano Kaneko on January 30th, 1993. And this is typical for Japanese artists who release their music internationally, because traditionally they're addressed with their last name and then their first, but across the world it's more common the other way around.
Yes, that's true. And a singer-songwriter, Kaneko Ayano, born in Yokohama, Kanagawa Prefecture.
She also debuted in May of 2012 with the nationally released mini-album titled Inkoku Sekatsu.
Her music can take the sound of folk music, both Japanese and Western influences, rock, indie, and pop. Uniquely, most of her songs incorporate all at once, making her stand out as an artist.
Kaneko plays the guitar as well, and she often releases Hitori Demi versions, or versions that she just plays by herself on the guitar. So the equivalent would be when Western artists release acoustic versions of their music. So, I mean, I'm always a sucker for a good acoustic version of anything, so...
That being said, she also sometimes plays with bands on stage and in studio sessions. These groups will often consist of a drummer, bassist, and another guitarist.
She's clearly made a name for herself as well, because Kaneko Ayano won the CD Shop Grand Prize 2 times in a row. Once in 2019 with her album Shukusei, and again in 2020, which I think was 2 years back. Oh my god, time really flies. But with her album Sansan Hitori de ni.
Her music often gives listeners inspiration and empowerment. Yet during live performances, it is said that this energy is more so directed at herself.
And a majority of her listeners are from Japan, but are mostly in Tokyo.
She once opened for the Japanese rock band Scandal and their Tokyo tour performances back in June of 2012.
And in an interview with Tokyon led by Daiki Mine, Kaneko stated that the pandemic initiated a wave of negativity for herself and grew increasingly more anxious when her once successful and busy schedules just vanished. She felt like she should be doing something during that time, and at one point was even close to quitting music. The pandemic was hard on everyone, really. I mean,
yeah,
a lot of people lost jobs, and it was just a really anxiety-inducing time, but we're glad that everything's sort of picking up again.
However, on the bright side, her first performance since the start of the pandemic at Osaka Castle Band Shell removed these doubts and gave her extra courage to stick with music and her fan bases.
In the same interview, she discusses how when she was 19 or 20, no one really listened to her music and she was mainly playing for herself. So this also might have some correlation or explanation as to how her performances give the impression that she's rooting for herself, giving off energy for herself. So, truly hitori de ni.
Her lyrics are becoming increasingly more poetic and realistic, demonstrating her progression and maturity through life. She's often afraid she will hurt people with her lyrics, but in reality, many of her listeners are amazed by them.
And with that, we have a quick break, which is an announcement. I mean, if you're an indie band or an artist that makes Japanese music and you're looking to be featured on our podcast, then you can reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at Nola, N-O-L-A, at jtop10.jp. And we may feature you on a future episode. So check out our website at jtop10.jp for more information. And hopefully we'll be talking about you on one of our next Artist of the Month episodes. And I guess with that, we go into our next song, which is Sayonara Anata, which was released on December 20th, 2017.
Thank you.
and you just heard Sayonara Anata. And in the song, Kaneko compares random strangers to walking by to like stray cats in the first few lines of the song. So she also uses cats as the subjects of some of her album covers. And it's safe to say that Kaneko likes cats. And honestly, I agree. Love cats. Yeah. I'm a big cat lady. I stand by this.
She also incorporates a lot of self-portraits on her website and album artwork. Heavy elements of flowers, seasons, rustic lifestyles, and grayscale are often incorporated.
This song was really cute. I mean, it goes back to her more like, you can hear the pop notes within the like folk slash indie music that like she makes. So I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, me too. And for me, it's interesting that the tempo slows down from the chorus and it completely changes the mood of this song and gives mysterious feeling.
Oh no, absolutely. I mean, I feel like Kaneko Ayano plays around with the speeds and tempos of her song a lot in order to create different atmospheres.
Yeah, yeah.
And it really does work, I mean, for most songs.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts. Reach out to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And the next song we have is Ai no Mama o, which is from September 18th, 2019. This is by far one of Kaneko's most energetic songs, with lyrics expressing her intense feelings experienced while falling in love. It is not a sad love song, but rather a love song that describes the magic that soaks every aspect of life and the even more intense aura that is pent up in her soul.
I mean, and you can hear that too, but besides that, her Instagram, for example, is very active. She has a very strong social media presence. You can follow her at Kaneko Ayano Dayo. And, you know, it's a kind of cute username. It's very catchy. And on her profile, she's listed her profession as scientist. And she posts a lot about the concerts she performs at, the food she eats, and the places she goes. Also, all my cat people out there, tons of cat pictures, so definitely go check it out. I mean, back to the song though, you definitely, again, the energy of the song can be felt through the melody of it. Again, the lyrics also is like somewhat relatable and nostalgic with, you know, what it feels like falling in love.
Yeah, that's true. And for me, I was surprised that, I think it's called the time signature, and it changes from 4-4 to 3-4 in the chorus. So I'm talking about like music in general.
I mean, like we said before, she plays around with like timings and stuff to add energy or create emotions around her music, right? So
yeah.
I think this just fell in line with that completely. And we have another announcement for you. So our annual listener survey is out, so take 5 minutes to let us know what you think about our podcast, and it can win you a free $100 gift card to the retailer of your choice. So check out our site at jtop10.jp/survey for the details. So October is the last month for all our listeners to provide feedback on our podcast, so run and fill out that survey, and hey, you may win a $100 gift card.
ここでリスナーアンケートのお知らせです。アンケートにお答えいただいた方の中から抽選で1名様に100アメリカドル相当の電子ギフトカードが当たるチャンス。今は円安ですので大変お得となっております。アンケートの締め切りは今月末までとなっており、もちろん日本語でもお答えいただけます。詳しくはジャパントップ10のホームページをご覧ください。
Okay, great. And with that, I think we can get into our next song, which isRibo no Te Hodoki, which was released on September 18th, 2019. and that was Ribon no Terdoki. Like all her songs, Kaneko wrote, arranged and performed Ribon no Terdoki. So she's in complete control of the music she releases, and you know, it definitely shows.
Her music videos and performances released on YouTube get hundreds of thousands of views, and quite a few have even gotten over 1 million.
You know, I really love it when artists are able to stay in control of their music, because I know of so many artists who are very, you know, like most of their music is written and produced by their companies. Mm-hmm. So I really love it when artists get independent freedom that way. And, you know, it really shows in her music because so much of it is so personal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, I enjoyed this song. Like you said here, the time signatures as well and like the tempo and everything really matched the sort of energy of the song as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not as like upbeat or energetic as some of the previous songs, but it definitely did have a certain amount of brightness to it in the melody.
Yeah, I like the guitar sounds. The sounds give mysterious and nostalgic feelings to the song. And want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. And unfortunately, this is the last song of this episode, which is Romance Sengen from April 25th, 2018. The title of this song can be translated as Romance Declaration.
And this is commonly listed as one of her most popular songs. This is my first Kaneko Ayano song, and I didn't even know I was listening to Kaneko Ayano. And it's been played more than 4 million times on Spotify.
Also, she has over 170,000 monthly listeners on Spotify as well.
This was my sort of gateway into Kaneko Ayano, so lots of love attached to the song and personal sort of attachment here.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it again. It is one of her more catchy songs and not necessarily one of her more emotional/poetic songs. So it stands in line with some of her earlier music. But I think this is also sort of a transition period where her music has become more mature. So I enjoyed it that way.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And I felt from this song, both of the sound and the music video have Showa vibes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Overall, I think I just really enjoy Kaneko Ayano music, from the stuff she's released now to her like older stuff as well.
Yeah. Overall, I felt nostalgia from her songs. I like that her music has a taste of Western music in 50s or 60s. And it sounds retro, but somehow it's kind of new for us. So I think she's a such a unique artist because of the sound and, of course, her poetic lyrics.
Absolutely. I mean, she's struck that perfect balance between tradition and the pop music that we're used to. And I think it's the perfect transition for people who want to hear something new but know what they like. So, I mean, as an artist, I feel like you should really check Kaneko Ayano out to all our listeners. And, you know, I really enjoy that. And I guess with that, we are done with our episode for the day. Thank you so much, Haru. I really enjoyed diving into the world of Kaneko Ayano with you.
Yeah, me too.
And to all our listeners, don't worry, because Tassie and Lydia are joining you guys a little over a week from now for a brand new top 10 countdown for the month of October. So stay tuned for that. And with that, I guess we are signing off. Bye.
Bye. Stay safe. Sayonara. Japan Top 10.